Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Matt Alexander. Batting second. The right fielder, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Tyrone. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from May and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander moves to third. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground into center field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Ogilvy scores. Kemp moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. There goes McKinney. The throw from May to second, and McKinney is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Gross, and towards Picciolo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone strikes out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into right field. Ogilvie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ogilvie. Picciolo moves to third. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Williams and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive towards short. Picciolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue fires to first and has Kemp trapped. There's the throw to Perez who tags Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stanley moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. May moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss scores. May moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sanguilan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mankowski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Murray pinch runs for Manny Sanguilan. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Steve Foucault now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Earl Williams. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.